Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
It doesn't stop, man. I'm reloaded. K100 Internet Radio, man. Welcome to the motherfucking show. Somebody told me I cuss too much on the show. I said, obviously, you don't even really know me because I cuss a lot in real person, in actuality. But you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's my show. It's uncensored. That's how we run the show, baby. You understand what I'm saying? K100 Internet Radio, you dig? 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. And of course, my host P Reg is on Color People Time.
Yeah!
Why? Why must it be so difficult, P? Why do we have to go through this at least twice a week? I don't understand. Help me out, man. It's National Motherfucking Monday. Welcome to the show, episode 51. We busted our 50th episode, and we also busted 3,000 plays and downloads. Hooray for us. Yeah. 51. We already at episode 51. It's sweet, man. Sweet deal. Love it. I love it because I'm in total control of the situation. Nobody can tell me when to do the show, when not do the show. Nobody can stop it. I don't like my time slot, but I'm working on getting that fixed. But this is the only time that I can basically broadcast and I can dedicate myself where I know I can actually be in the studio to bring you the show live. Monday through Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Sorry to all my West Coast people who love my show, who always be like, yo, I'd like to call in, but I never can because they still be at work or what have you. They just be getting off. And they in traffic, and this is internet radio. But I'm like, shit, you know, you can always dial in on your phone, 347-934-0966. I mean, come on, man. That ain't that hard. Then you could just, you know, put us on speakerphone or throw us on your Bluetooth, and then you can chime in. You can do it like that. I know y'all getting off work by that time, but still, you can ride with us. But just in case you can't, pay attention. K100, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. It's also on iTunes now. Our iTunes stats are not moving at the pace of the actual website. And with people kept outside waiting for the iPhone 4, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a vaccine to the damn plague. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't understand why more people are not hitting the podcast up because I know y'all got some iPhones and iPods out there. Hope y'all ain't cheap and still getting them Best Buy MP3 players. Kill yourself. We on iTunes, man. Holler at us on iTunes. Seek up with the podcast show. That helps enormously. Enormously. If you have that device, please go to iTunes store. You know what this is. Go to the podcast. Do a search for K100. It'll take you straight there. We're the first thing that's going to pop up. Just put the letter K, the number 100 in. And sync up, subscribe. It's totally free. It's free to download it anyway to Facebook and the sites and all that. I understand. But I'm just saying, if you're an Apple iPod user, iPhone user, or just Apple technology period, if you got just a laptop or you use a G4 or G5, whatever, subscribe to the show, man. You feel me? And help us out on that end right there. We got like a couple of people that subscribe. It's not enough. I'm not happy with that. I need to see that number jump. We also on Facebook and MySpace, myspace.com/K100radio. And just do a search for us on Facebook. Find our fan page and our group page. Like and join both of those, if you will. You understand what I'm saying? I'm your host, Blizzard, by the way. Also CEO of Chainless Entertainment. And K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music over here. Got the studio. Got the beats on deck. You understand? Artists, producers, videography, and graphics. We got the whole shebang over here, man. We totally in-house, man. Totally in-house setup that we got over here. So with that being said, K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We also do music, and we also try to show love and reciprocate that back to the underground. That being said, if you know anybody that does music, or you yourself do music, rap, hip-hop, R&B, you know what I'm saying, B-Rock, kind of Coldplay-ish kind of rock, Nirvana kind of rock, we'll spin that too. You understand? Shoot us an email with a link to your website, whether it be MySpace, Facebook, don't gotta be nothing fancy. Facebook, MySpace pages work, YouTube pages work, and send us an MP3 of your work to k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word, @gmail.com, and we'll spin your music. But make sure you send us the MP3. I'll go to your site to check you out, but I don't want to like download your MP3 and all that. I don't know what song you want me to spin or whatever. So just directly shoot us that to the page, man. I mean, to the email, and we'll be good. We'll spin it if it's good. Of course, we do have standards around it. We can't play anything. So if it's whack, I want to help you out, dog. But I ain't gonna be able to play no whack, no super whack shit. I ain't expecting for your shit to sound like you fresh out of a $1 million studio as far as quality wise. But you know, it need to sound like you didn't goddamn fucking hold your phone up to the goddamn TV or some shit. Alright? I mean, literally, for real. For real, for real. Like, I've had some shit submitted to me like that, for real. I'm like, what did this nigga do this shit on his phone? I mean, for real. I can't do that. Alright? I gotta keep it up to a certain level. And this is, it's internet radio, so it's gonna sound, if it sound like shit playing through my speakers in my studio, it's gonna really sound like shit coming through an internet radio feed. Alright? Because they transfer all this shit down in mono, and it's a whole bunch of technical shit, but trust me, I don't even want to embarrass you like that. You feel me? Got a couple of questions that somebody submitted to me for the show, and I asked that probably halfway through the show. Somebody sent me an email about it, a question through the show, and I'll probably bring that up. Shouts out to the emailer, Tanya Carswell. I think it is who it is. Appreciate it. I try to fit your question in to the context of the show, even though we ain't talking about nothing like that tonight. But if not today, maybe tomorrow. Who knows? But I get to it, babe. Appreciate that. All right, for sending that question into the show. Moving right along, episode 51, you dig? Shout for shouting. That's the funniest fucking shit ever, nigga. Now, the name of this show is Shout for Shouting, Why Dumb Rappers Hype. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I already have been getting criticized from day one on my Facebook, my MySpace, reviews, haters, the whole shebang about my take on rap and hip-hop. Everybody knows it from the motherfucking Dirty South. I was born and raised in Bay County, Panama City, Florida, one time for the A50. Everybody from my home team is supporting me. My lines are filled up, but make sure if you want to holler at me whenever I get this ball rolling and you want to offer your opinion, you hit the fucking number one and let me know what you think about what I'm saying. 347-934-0966 is the number. Tune in to call the show and hit the number one if you want to holler at me. Alright? I'm Dirty South. Alright? Born and raised. I love it. Never been embarrassed about it. Never proclaim it. All you gotta do is listen to about 5 songs from me and you know I rip this dirty to the fullest. So this is not about me bashing Southern rappers. Kill your fucking self. You ever think I'm bashing Southern rap, nigga? You ain't paying attention. You twisting my word, and fuck you. Period, point blank. I love the South, and I love artists in the South. But, for some reason, people associate, quote-unquote, dumb rap or dumbed-down rap with artists in the South. And to be frank, a lot of the artists in the South are the ones that make that music. But they're not the only ones. You got cats out in California that make this kind of fucking... The music that's just basically talking about pretty much nothing. You know what I'm saying? And all that kind of... It's not just people in the South. It's just the fact that the South is getting heavily rotated with the music. That's all it is. But it's artists all over the damn country that make stupid-ass music, man. I mean, I don't know why everybody wanted to just make it seem like it's just the South. Now, with that being said, before I go into the synopsis of my show, I did, in fact, name this after a parody that was done about 4 Southern artists. There's a parody done by BYOB Entertainment. That's Be Your Own Boss. Shouts out to them if they ever run across this show or whatever. I'm going to give them all the credit in the world for their work. Those are the guys that made the parody. It's like a little cartoon, and they picking fun at, you know, the 1017. It's no Icy Click, Gucci Walker, and OJ and Soulja Boy or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And so that's just, I just named it that because I thought that that shit was funny. But don't, this is not about the South, all right? I'm sick of motherfuckers trying to tell me that's what the fuck I'm doing, how the fuck I'm hating on the fucking South when I'm from the fucking South, and I rip the South every time I get on the motherfucking track. Every fucking time. That just don't make no fucking sense, man. That's the dumbest shit ever, nigga. Since when I started hating on the South. I rep it. Every song I breathe. I let niggas, all I'm letting niggas know is, it's more than one kind of motherfucking music in the South. That's all. I just happen to be able to rap better than a lot of niggas that's down here. But we got a lot of artists down here that's doing their thing. And we'll get into all that. But I just had to go ahead and just kill everybody. I think this is about me talking about niggas in the South. I mean, are you fucking stupid or deaf? Have you never heard it? And by the way, you might want to go to the page, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Scroll all the way down to the bottom and check my music profile before you open your fucking mouth about opinion about what the fuck I got to say about niggas in the South. I've been doing this shit 12 years strong. I got 6 albums in the motherfucking street. I'm a producer. I'm a trained engineer. I got the motherfucking right to say what the fuck I want to do. I own an indie label and an internet radio station and a studio. The fuck you mean I can't have an opinion? Because I ain't on BET or MTV. Suck my fucking dick. Alright? I ain't finna go there with none of you niggas. And if any one of you niggas got a problem with what I say, you can pass it on to whoever got a problem. You can see me physically, or you can make a song and I can crush you. Or physically crush you. It doesn't matter to me. Take it how you want it. This ain't about one particular artist or not. It's about what we talking about in the songs now. That being said, 215, I see you. I'm coming to the lines in a minute. Let me get through my synopsis. And I'm gonna get right to you. You understand what I'm saying? But I had a lot of people thinking that I'm some kind of hater because I have a strong opinion about a certain kind of music or the way hip-hop is going right now. And I love rap music. I don't listen to shit else but rap music. So I'm going to need for rap to be here till I die. Because I like a little R&B. But if it's in my car, if it's in my iPod, it's rap 90% of the time. I may strike if it's a rapper featuring an R&B artist or vice versa. So I love rap. I am rap. It's what I do. It's probably what I'm going to do till I die. I may not be a rapper forever, but even when I stop rapping, I will be an executive producer like I am now. I will continue to put out other acts, young acts that still got the youth to be able to create the music, whatever. So I'm not going anywhere, motherfucker. So you get all that shit out your motherfucking head. All right? That being said, let me go ahead and read the synopsis of what I'm talking about for the purposes of this show. Just an opinion. So I'm looking on my FB feed, and a friend of mine posted this link to the BYOB Entertainment page. Google that. Google BYOB or Google Short Bus Shouting while we're watching the show if you're online. And see what I'm talking about. The shit is hilarious. It's like I said, it's the funniest shit I've seen on the internet in a long time. But what makes it funny is the underlying truth about it. You see, first of all, some of you motherfuckers so dumb, y'all don't even know what the fucking word parody is. Understand what I'm saying? Y'all don't get it. You dig? But a parody is making fun of a truth. You may exaggerate it. You understand what I'm saying? You may try and highlight the dumbest part of it and, you know, negate some of it. But for the most part, a parody is making fun of something that's actually true. You just exaggerating it. With that being said, the Short Bus Shouted thing is a parody. It's actually making fun, a little bit exaggerated, of what these guys actually rap like and what music actually sound like. Okay? So it's a parody. Just so you understand what the word parody means, and some of y'all might not know what it is. But the Short Bus Shouted skit is a parody. The cartoon is a parody. But why is it that this kind of music is still so popular? This is what I'm writing on the synopsis of the show. Especially in the South. There's a reason that this music is around and hot. I don't think that people understand exactly who gets to pull the trigger on what songs get pushed in the music industry and on the airwaves. If they knew that, they would recognize how sinister the plot really is behind this action. The music would not circulate if it didn't have an audience. You feel what I'm saying? So if someone is buying this music and this music is hot, people have to like it. Somebody got to like it. Somebody got to request it. Somebody got to bump it. Somebody got to play it. Somebody got to like it in order for it to be hot. So that says a lot about the music itself because it has a big audience. You feel what I'm saying? Now, does it mean that rap's audience is getting dumber? Does it mean we care less about fighting the power and more about our super fruity swag? I'm not going to preach to the choir, but if the music was only hot in the club, it would make sense. But it's not. It's hot in more than just the club. The music is not just played in the club. Some people like to come and say, well, it's just music for the club and blah, blah. No, see. Because the music is played in more venues and more places than just the club. You understand what I'm saying? It's not just that. People try to tell me that, but that's not the truth. Because it gets played on the radio. And if you know your history and if you know what radio is all about, radio and television is a subtle form of brainwashing. You feel what I'm saying? It's a small, it's really subtle, but it really is a form of repetitive promotion, repetitive seeing, repetition. People are creatures of repetition. So when we hear and see something over and over again, it sticks with us. We start to like it, even if we didn't like it at first. You ever notice how you used to hate like a certain jingle to a song on a commercial, but they play it 100 million times and all of a sudden you know it. And even though you really hate it, you know it. Same way with radio. This is studies that have been done. This is psychology behind it, human psychology. So when it's played constantly in all different kinds of realms outside of the club, even if you don't go to the club, I know people who don't go to the club, but they know exactly what songs and what artists I'm talking about, and they never go to the club. So you can't tell me that's the only time it's played. You can't tell me it's just club music, because it's not just club music. It gets played everywhere, especially on the radios and on the television. All right? But I get why it's relevant in the club. I mean, who really wants to think when you're drinking some fucking Ciroc, hollering at a chick? You understand what I'm saying? When you don't want to talk about politics or life or all that. You in the club to have fun. That's why you out. Nightclub, socializing. That's what you're here for. But I digress, because clubs have been around since day one, and this music happened. And clubs was packed back in the 90s when rap had more depth lyrically and more meaning to it. You feel me? So you can't really use that argument with me either. You can't say, well, who wants to think in the club? Well, it's not. I'm not telling you. I'm not trying to have you change your life and give your life to God while you listening to shit and drinking some rock. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just the in-depth of what you're talking about in the subject matter. Now, let me explain something to y'all. It's also Mashing Motherfucker Monday on the show. All right? You can call in. Before you talk about what I'm talking about, invent about anything that you want to vent about. This is actually part of my event. So I'm going to intertwine it. But everybody who knows the show, this is episode 51, so I'm not going to go into the rules and shit too much more. All right? It's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. On Mondays, you can call in and say whatever the fuck you want to do, whatever you want to get off your motherfucking chest, before you even talk about the discussion. Even if you don't want to talk about the discussion, you can just whatever. Let me know, and I'm going to mash their ass for you. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah! But this is what I'm mashing. I'm mashing dumb rap. Yeah! Alright? Just for today. Just for today. I'm going to keep it like that. Everybody has to understand that the beat, the change in production, is really what changed everything with rap. When Master P came on the scene, he wasn't the first to make these kind of beats for him. He got that big deal and he was able to flood radio. He had radio on lock for about a solid 3 years, to where he literally could get anything played anywhere in this country. There was nowhere safe. No region, no nothing. He had that sweet of a deal. He was that plugged in with the radio. And I respect Master P immensely as a businessman and what he did for changing the landscape and being able to give the South recognition in radio. He did good when he came about and he took over, but he also did some bad. And I'm not blaming everything on him. But with the change of production, when that change of production came with the heavy, with the 808s, the snares and the beat slowed down and everything and all that, and became easier to keep a beat to with less words. That's kind of producer jargon a little bit. I didn't even want to really go technical into it and talk about triple snares and 32 note hats, and that's just too much over y'all head if y'all don't do music. But that drastic change in production was the first thing that changed it. So you got this new kinds of beats that's coming out, and it's quote unquote a southern sound, right? That's what they say. That's what they try and say. Oh, It's the sound of the South. It's the sound. It's the beat. And you can't really imagine. Can you imagine trying to talk about anything but what they're talking about on a record like Bling Bling? You know what I'm saying? On a record like Oh, Let's Do It. You hear that record? You hear that beat? When you hear that beat, you've been programmed to think and look for a certain subject matter to come after that. See, I can't get on a beat like that now and talk about anything else but what is being formulated to do. And that beat and that production style has been flooded. When I say flooded, I mean flooded in the strip clubs and clubs all over this country, in the world. Once the women, and let's be clear, message, pay attention. Women drive the industry, okay? If women can dance to it, if women like it, that's what matters. All right? Now, women like to dance. See, you ever notice when you go out and have a nightclub and it opens up and the fucking women get in free? It's ladies' night, half all drinks for ladies, ladies this, ladies that, every. Yes, that's the reason why. Because women bring men bring money. That's how it works. It's how clubs work, i.e. the radio. Women like the song, women can dance, DJs play it. Women get out there, start dancing, guy comes up to them. What's up? Can I dance? Blah, blah, blah. You want to dance? Whole shit. More money, more liquor bought, more food. Everything depends on, can this woman drop it low? Can she dance to this song? Does it make a bop? When it comes to radio singles. That's how it works, people. Okay? Once women realize that they can be sexy, drop it like it's hot. You understand what I'm saying? The production, once women locked into that beat style, that was it. It was over. Now we're gonna get into the wordplay and the message and all that, but I cannot skip over this important fact because people like to talk about shit like music and they really don't understand music. You feel me? They consumers. Since I'm a creator of music, I will go a little bit deeper for the purposes of this show. The production has a lot to do with where we're going with this conversation, people. Production being beats. Beats. But for those of y'all don't get it, production is beats. I.e. beats. I just call it production because that's the right word for it. The beats is what drive everything. You understand what I'm saying? So the drastic change in the beats and the style of production, once the women locked into that in the late 90s and locked in and started learning all the dances and learning how to drop it and learning how to move to the 808 and to the snare on that count, everybody had to follow. You had to. You started getting tats from New York, Philly, California, everywhere else. They had to lock into a certain kind of beat because the women like to dance to it, and the women drive radio and the clubs. No, the women don't drive what niggas is walking around with the backpacks on, listening to in their iPod, nodding their head. Nobody gives a fuck at that point. Nobody who's making money. Ding, ding. I'll get back to that. Money. People who push the records, people who control the radio, they don't look like you and I. I don't know if you knew that either. I know you listen in A-Town to your favorite radio jock, whether it be Ryan Cameron or Frank Sewell. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. They have a boss. It's called a program director. That program director has a boss. Clear Channel, Radio 1, people. Ringing in the bells. I know. It's a little bit deeper, but this is the point of me having this show. I ain't here to debate with you about who the nicest. I'm not here to debate with you about why Gucci is hot. I know Gucci is hot. I'm not even here to say Gucci should or should not be hot. Or Walker, or anybody that's on that particular style as that the Short Boy Shawty skit made fun of. The parody. That's where this whole show started. Episode 51, Short Boy Shawty, the dumbing down of rap. Why dumb rap is hot. That's the name of the show, all right? So I got to keep referring back to these particular artists because I started it off with that. And I started posting a fucking parody up and talking about it on my Facebook. And I got a couple of inboxes like, yo, how you going to be a hater? How you going to, nigga? Being a rapper don't stop me from having an opinion. Being a rapper don't stop me from thinking that shit is funny. All right? I don't know what the fuck you talking about. What are you talking about? Anyway, moving right along. So well, now we back up to the first thing to change. See, the first thing to change wasn't the words. People didn't just start dumbing down the lyrics first. The beats changed first. First come the beat, then the song. If you know anything about how music is created, 9 out of 10 times, especially in the world of rap, I'm going to say 10 out of 10 times, almost, 9.5, the beat is made and then the person writes to the beat or freestyles over the beat, whatever you want to say. That beat comes first. All right? So that was the first thing to change. That was the first thing that everybody gravitated. People didn't gravitate to the words of what Waka Flocka or any other artist that you feel makes dumbed down rap. Nobody gravitated to the words. The first thing people gravitated to in the change of hip hop was the beat. The beats changed, people. That's what changed first. And the girls liked it. The females can drop it. Remember, I'm from Florida. I remember back when booty music, call it booty shake, Jet Pony Express, all that kind of shit. All that kind of rap right there. That was the hot shit. And when we used to leave the goddamn club, motherfuckers goddamn and sweated their shirts out. Girls have sweated out their weaves and they goddamn finger waves and all that shit. You feel what I'm saying? All that shit. They sweated all that shit out. You know what I mean? Because it was so hot, because they was moving. The beat was fast. 120 beats a minute. They was dropping it. Oh, oh, oh. Let's get it. Oh, oh. Loop. You had them goddamn losing weight in that motherfucker. Before Tybo, nigga. It was the club. You ain't need Tybo. What up, Billy Blank? You didn't need it, nigga. You had a club on Saturday. In the South. Remember that? It was cool, but it was hot as hell in the club. It slowed it down a little bit. Still found the great beats per minute, great tempo, for you women to still look sexy, still wear you some goddamn hot-ass clothes, drop it like it's hot, look good, make them niggas want to get up on it, make them niggas want to buy you a motherfucking drink. But at the same time, y'all was able to keep y'all sexy, I guess. You understand what I'm saying? And it wasn't too much. You wasn't overexerting yourself, I guess, is what I'm saying. You feel me? Now, with that being said, that's the first thing that comes. Now, the change in lyrics comes after that. It's bigger than what y'all think, man. That's all I'm going to say. Listen. They went hard at remember back when rap first came out, it was all about black unity, black power. You had artists like, you had Fight the Power. It was about bashing white people. We used to wear the African medallion. Public Enemy was the shit, the X-Clan. All that shit was in. It was a movement. Remember Queen Latifah jumped off? And she had the Nefertiti hat on? All that. That's how it all started. It started as a rebellion. It started as black pride. You understand what I'm saying? That's how it started. But how long did you really think white people was gonna let us continually threaten them? I mean, for real? That could not last long, being as though white people are the ones that's bankrolling this shit. You do realize that Jimmy Iovine is white. Lyle Cohen and all these people. Russ Simmons was the only one in the game, but he still had a white partner. I mean, you really didn't think he was gonna last, that they was gonna put millions of dollars behind somebody telling you to hate them. That couldn't last. Just because you saw the black artist on TV, the people who was behind it, the music behind it, the people with the money that was giving it to MTV and BET and Rap City and Yo MTV Raps and all, they was white. White people, Jews are on Radio 1 and Clear Channel. How long did y'all think that was going to last? So, okay, along comes gangsta rap. Gangsta rap comes along. Now the gangsta rap come along, now they're talking about killing niggas. Niggas talk about killing each other. Okay, maybe that's not so bad, because they're not talking about killing us anymore. They're talking about killing each other. We can handle that. We can let that ride. That's cool. Yeah, I know, we still got some of these positive cats out here. We still, you know, it started blending over. But for the most part, they're talking about bitches and cocaine and weed and liquor and, yeah. That's cool. We can get behind that. Who gives a fuck? They love it. They like it. We love it. Fuck it. Nobody cares. They don't care. They're going to get paid. All you gotta do is buy it. Now you had some people who was trying to tell us, yo, the gangster rap is bad. You feel me? They're talking about killing each other, blah, 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 and all that. But black people got behind it, and I stood behind it, and I still stand behind it. Because these artists were coming from, some of them, these artists were coming from the ghetto. They was coming from the hood. You feel me? So, they had to talk about hood shit. They had to talk about hood shit, people. They was coming from the ghetto. They was coming from the hood. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, they was only rapping their real life shit. That's when rap became the era of keeping it real. Keeping the street, keeping the hood. So we got these different eras. You know hip-hop is 30 now. You know hip-hop is 30. Hip-hop ain't no baby no more. It's grown up, grown man. It's got broken up into genres and subgenres and all kinds. You can't just say rap. You got to break it out into categories. We'll get into that. But with the essence, in essence, what happened with the change of production, the inception of gangster rap, it changed what we talked about. It was no longer about black pride. It was about really rapping what you basically seeing every day. Fuck going back to Africa and shit. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you know, everything changed when they did that. I'm gonna play a little bit of this parody real quick. Hold on, let me stop the music. I'm gonna play a little bit of this parody. Just a couple of it, so you can get what I'm talking about. Let me stop this music. This is the Shout But Shouty shit, and I'm gonna get into why I named the show this. This is the Shout But Shouty skit. All right, fucking hilarious. I'm gonna run that. Hold on. There you go. These guys are funny. Just listen to it.
Oh man, Shouty, you got that stupid foolish swag, Shouty. Shouty, your swag so stupid, Shouty. You retarded, Shouty. Shouty, close so retarded, Shouty. It like Shout But Shouty. Yeah, Shout But Shouty. Let these niggas know, Shouty. You got that swag, Shouty. Let these niggas know, Shouty. Let these niggas know, Shouty.
Okay, look. Listen, you gotta see it. You gotta see it. It's a parody. Gucci's up next, then Walker. It's fucking hilarious. They're killing these dudes, all right? They're making them look silly. But it's not because... What's funny about it is not because they hate them. They clearly tell you at the beginning of it, they sit down. I skipped all that shit because I ain't got time for all that on the show. They tell you, look, man, we not hating. We know we just cracking a little jokes. It's funny to us. It's comedy. You understand what I'm saying? So they go on. OJ's first. Then Gucci comes up. They just really... They lambast Gucci and walk at the end. They just kill him. But their songs, they kind of rap like that. The beat is kind of like something that you heard the beat. Did I tell you about the triple snares? Were you paying attention? One more time.
Y'all stay, but I'm still getting money. As a cartoon man, I'm still looking funny. Look like where the food bone made me see your money. OJ the tool man, you get 100. He knows some school money.
Listen, everybody. I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to keep going back and forth to it. I love the Gucci part. It's funny because it's not that the guys are hating. It's not that I'm hating. It's funny because, actually, the way they rap, their lack and depth of lyrics, and their subject matter is being highlighted, is being picked at, is being made fun of, because that's how the guys actually rap, for the most part. When the Gucci part come on and the Walker part come on, it's how they rap. They just change the words up a little bit and just kind of, like, imitate they accent the way they look. But at the end of the day, if you've seen it, if you're on the internet, just go to Google. Google Shout But Shouty, S-H-A-W-T, Shout But Shouty. Google it, watch it while you're listening to the show. I'll get back to it in a minute. The change in production, we've covered. We went from Black Power and Unity to gangsta rap. All right? The beat, the change in subject matter in the beat came. The change in subject matter went gangsta first, but it was still in-depth lyrics. Because they were still painting a picture of what they saw and what they were living. Then came the late 90s and the change in the production. Once the change in the production came along and the girls could dance to it, that's all that mattered. The club scene blew up. You had to say less and less. You had to be less and less in-depth of what you were saying. You understand what I'm saying? So it mattered less what you were talking about. It really doesn't even matter when you have a certain kind of beat now, because once again, if the females love it and they can dance to it, even if a female don't like the words, a female will tell you in a heartbeat, "I just like the beat." That's what they think. That's what they say, right? I know a whole bunch of girls that go to the club and they're like, "I don't even like such and such, but I like that beat. I like to dance to it in the club." Well, that's all this is about. That's all radio, clubs, promotions. People with money that put money behind shit, they call it investing. They investing. They want to get money back. And the only way for them to get money back is for people to like it. And the people who spend money are, once again, P-Rays in the building. P-Rays, who spend money? Women and children who spend money. Right. Or the man is spending the money on their women or children.
Exactly.
On the women or the children. Right.
But women and children by record.
Right. That's who's buying this stuff, all right?
Unless you're a faithful, you got a favorite artist, you're a faithful listener, you're a faithful supporter, mm-hmm. As a male, you're going to go out and support your, you know what I'm saying, that male group that you've been down with for so long that you know what I'm saying, them your dudes.
Right.
That's what you're going to ride to. So you're going to spend your money on that. But anything else, you know what I'm saying, niggas are going to bootleg that shit.
Right. We're not making this up. This is actually statistics.
You know what I'm saying? That's just what
It is. It is what it is. We're not making this stuff up. It's just how the industry works. Some of you don't know that because some people are just consumers. But we're trying to enlighten y'all and give y'all a little game, a little history, and tell y'all why rap is where it is. We're leading up to where we're at. We're leading up to 2010. But I got to go back in order for you to understand how everything transformed and broke down. And I make you understand that it's not... Because outside people look at black people and they say, "Look at the shit they listen to." You feel me? And they say, "That's all they glorify this and glorify." You know, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you gotta understand, it's powers that be, it's powers in play that pick what get played and all kind of different things. So it's not just what black people think and say, and that's not all we about. You feel me? But powers that be, the rich people at the top of the food chain in the industry, they not black and they don't really care about how black people look to the rest of the world. You understand what I'm saying?
Care about how that dollar looks.
That's all. This is about money, man. At the end of the day, This at the end of the day, this is about money. This is about how much money
to make money. That's right.
Right. They need to make money, man.
It's like anything else.
The music business.
Yeah. If you spend money, you gonna want to at least double your money back.
At least
double.
You missed the synopsis, but the main part of my synopsis that I want everybody to take away from, in order for them to sell this music or to put that money behind that kind of music, they have to be confident that somebody gonna consume it.
Well, you know,
now that's when it come back to black people.
Oh yeah, you know they gonna have a test market. They gonna
right,
test it.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? They gonna have a listening party, or they gonna it's what we call leak. They gonna leak the shit first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If they feel like that's their record. Once they leak it, within the 2 weeks' time, they're going to put it out. They ain't going to let it stay leaked too long where they can't grasp their money back.
Right.
So they'll leak it a week or two. And if it's that strong leak, then radio going to get it ASAP.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everything else going to follow right in behind it.
They're going to give it to the radio. They're going to give it to the...
It's already in play. They're just going to leak it and say, if this pick up and if this go on, this is what we already got for y'all right here.
Right, right,
so
right.
So as soon as it pick up and go on, it's a wrap.
And... it had to pick up. Somebody had to buy it. And here we are, back to the black people again. We're back at black people. We're back on us.
And
now, I'm not blaming all this on the white people who run the labels and own the labels and Radio 1 and all that. It's 50-50. It's us consumers and them as the people who's the labels and the owners of radio waves and air stations and
all they're
going to
do
shows.
Is dump it off in the black neighborhood and put it in all
it's like the It's like the whole crack deal was like, okay, yeah. We might have gave black people crack. You know what I'm saying? The CIA, even if they did give black people crack, but it ended up got them CIA just to put a motherfucking gun up to a crackhead head and say, "Smoke this shit." So you still got to have some blame as us as people for where the music is going and where the culture is going. With that being said, I'll get ready to open up the lines after this.
They gave it in powder form. That's yeah. Why it came.
Yeah.
And black people, motherfuckers, found out that they could cook it up.
Right.
They went experiment
with it.
Well,
no, they said they showed the dude. When they first cracked, they showed them how to whip crack up.
Yeah.
They showed them. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How to really make it come back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying, once they brought it in that rock form and they knew they could motherfucking smoke that shit.
They can smoke it and then take what they got and stretch it and blow it up and all
it
that.
It was
and
a
still, yeah, but no, they showed how to do it.
That really kind of aired the pimp game out when it was on top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of hoes, a lot of pimps, a lot of niggas who was on top got hooked on that shit because it was a new thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the same thing with It's the same thing with the music. All right. You feel what I'm saying?
Same thing.
If they are controlling the radio or whatever, we as consumers are feeding it. They're not going to invest in what they don't think is going to make no money.
I don't give a damn if it's a one-hit wonder. As long as
they don't care. But you people love it.
Yeah.
See, people, consumers love it.
If they spend $50,000 and make $350,000 off of it, and you a one-hit wonder, guess who won?
They won.
Damn right. They don't give a fuck.
Now, we're going to get into the whole artist and talk about this. What we talking about, why everybody talking about Ice and Chains and all that. I'm going to open up the lines in a second. I see you 6-7. Don't go nowhere. And 215. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming to you. I had to break it all the way down. I'm going to get ready to open up the lines. The whole point is, I told you the history, I told you the change in production, the gangster lyrics came first, and everything came after that, and everything, the mood of hip-hop and everything changed, but the production was very important. I had to essentially break that down to y'all, because we have to understand what drives radio, what drives music, who are the main consumers that they target, which are the women. If they need the women to like it, they need the women to dance to it, therefore the clubs can gobble it up, and the DJs can, and the clubs can sell more liquor, and all this stuff is all tied in together. All right? So where we going with this? Now we hear 2010, the parody, the Shot But Shorty parody. Now we hear some of the artists that what people are calling dumb rap. Whether it be, I'm using these guys because they're in this particular parody. The Gucci Waka Flocka people, you know what I'm saying? These dudes, you feel me? And once again, I hope the brothers never fall off, because that's just one less poor black man in America. We don't need that. I hope they continue to sell. You feel me? I'm not mad at they doing their thing. But we're talking about what they're talking about and the dumbing down of the music. Now, here we are, 2010. A lot of the great rap, a lot of the rap that's talking about other than street, club, pussy, you know what I'm saying?
Uplifting.
All that kind of rap, all those kind of songs are stifled.
Yeah,
they're not being played in a mainstream.
Yeah.
Artists may make these songs, and make no mistake about it, because somebody going to call up and say, oh, you ain't even listening to whoever whole album. He got this. Listen. I know they may have these particular kinds of songs, but what defines them, what gets pushed, the single, the download, the video, we talking about these mainstream songs. All right? What people know, what people walk around humming, what people dancing to, what's defining them as artists. Oh, let's do it. Lemonade. Right? The money, the chains, the guns, the drugs, everything, the balling, the swag, all that. Why is this, in some regions, in a lot of regions, the most popular songs, the songs that everybody wants, the songs that all the DJs want, the sound that you need to have if you want to be successful. Even if it's not you, you need to have that kind of sound. Especially in the South. Even if you're in the South and you're from New York, it's like, now you got to come down here and collaborate with a Southern artist to get heard down here, because they done blocked all that out. And it's even happened reverse up there. Jim Jones. Ballin'! Whole swag changed the whole city swag. He had to. The South was eating him up there. It was getting too much play. It wasn't playing them. Had to change swag.
I'm going to tell you what really changed that when Fat Joe did that.
Right. Lean back.
Yeah.
That's dancing. Now, some people are going to say, after this, I'm opening up the lines. And I'm going to ask everybody.
Shit, that killed them.
Yeah.
That killed them.
But everybody's going to say, now, it's all about dancing and having fun. It's all about the kids. Somebody that's grown, they're going to say, we don't want gangster rap to come back. We glad gangster rap did. We glad hit them up. Rappers ain't dying over beef and all this kind of shit and blah, blah, blah and all that. We glad. Listen, I'm not saying that. Even though I never sit here and down gangster rap. Fuck you. Because it's motherfuckers living that life out here. It's people out here that got to sell dope for a living. It's people that got the goddamn living projects and the violence and violence is surrounding them. So why would they not talk about that?
But I'm saying also, it's people. It's a lot of people out here that can still relate to that, and right. that's how they grew up.
If you grew up like that,
yeah,
even
yeah.
if you live
so
in the burbs
now,
if you grew up like that, you can relate to it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You know
so,
what I'm saying?
Right.
You
so
have that message to tell somebody. Look, this is what I did, but you ain't got to travel that same road.
Yeah, but I hear a lot of people that's like, they're glad that rap is changing. And before I open the line, 678, you first, when I open up the line, remember this. They just had a summit, a hip-hop summit, right? Russell Simmons, Kevin Lyles, all these big hip-hop heads, they had this big meeting about 2 years ago, right? About changing the tone of hip-hop, about making it less violent. Right? Less about sex, less girls and video, you feel me? Making it, changing it, right? They had a big something about it.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is the change they're talking about, because now everybody's talking more about dancing and swag and this and all this kind of stuff, but the that's not the real world you live in. The music is getting less and less about real life, where that's where hip-hop started. Hip-hop started about talking about the social issues of the world. That's where the music came from.
That's
now,
what
when somebody like
made it so strong.
Right, that's what made it so strong. That's what made it be the juggernaut.
Yeah.
It put a light, it shined a light on the part of America that the rest of the world didn't see.
Yeah, exactly.
They hid it from them. So we showed the world. America's not all perfect. We showed them. We shined a light on them.
But, I mean, you know, also, man, you know, the video got a lot of, you know what I'm saying? It got
the video?
The video has plays a major part into that record, because a video can either make you like the song better, or it can make you not like that record.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if that video hot, and you never understood the song, and you see the video, be like, oh yeah, I like that song better because of the video. I understand.
You think the video for Lemonade made people think, understand? It's Lemonade. It's, everything's about yellow. It's about a car. It's about the color of a car. It's about a swag. Foodie swag.
I think a lot of people that they had to actually grasp on and actually look at the video,
mm-hmm.
because I know a lot of people that was confused about, he's saying lemon this and lemon that, but they had to listen to the record maybe five or six times and be like, okay. Then when they saw the video, it confirmed, like, okay.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you
Which
talking
is what?
About? Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, what Gucci was talking about?
Yeah.
He was just talking about, man, really, you know what I'm saying, like his jewels.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just really the yellow thing, you know. You know, everybody's talking about platinum and you know, all other kind of colors, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody, yeah, jewels, you know what I'm saying?
Jewelry.
Yeah.
Material.
So, when nobody really talking about yellow diamonds and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, even though a couple of people might have touched on it, he was like, hey, look, man, you know, it's all this, because before, right after platinum, if y'all really remember, before it got into all that, I got this color Flintstone diamonds and all that, it was rose gold.
Right.
You know
See,
what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm glad you're here, I'm glad you broke that down, but this is the point. Why is this, what kind of jewels he got more popular than a song that's talking about a high rate of AIDS in black people, the high rate of pregnancy among, why is a song like Lemonade now, the song that gets played all over this city, whereas even in the era of gangster rap, you had songs like Keep Your Head Up.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Those songs, let me tell you something.
I'm gonna say it like this.
And these guys aren't selling records, people. They got they popular. They make a lot of money off their shows, but they don't be selling a lot of records.
I'm gonna say it like this: a lot of issues like AIDS issues and
anything
teenage. You know what I'm saying? Teenage pregnancy
right.
and abuse and
right.
alcoholism and
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Drug. You know what I'm saying? All that. They kind of try to lead that to the schools. You know what I'm saying? They kind of try to lead that to the programs, but they just feel like...
No. See, hip-hop didn't start like that. Hip-hop was the main one.
But I'm saying...
That was our voice to talk about
the
bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, now, they feel like, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't dealing with that part of your life, then they ain't really got to, you know what I'm saying?
They don't care.
They don't care. If you protecting yourself, why even talk about... You know what I'm saying? Even though you still should talk about AIDS, or if you're not having sex, or
you
if you
talk
don't
about
drink,
AIDS,
if you don't smoke weed, I mean, it's still the world we live in. We just pushing down the main issues that we have to live by every day, and it's really crazy.
And
because,
we just talking about the stuff that just sounds fun.
Yeah, it's really
that
crazy because,
and that's what I think that when all those executives had that meeting, ever since then, man, ever since they had that meeting, I seen the change. I seen all the stuff that they want to push and go. They told Waka Flocka, no matter how dumb it or how lyrically dumb, whatever, you know, he talked about a lot of shit like choppers and AKs and all this kind of shit in the song. They told Waka he couldn't goddamn perform at some BET function because of that shit. They're trying to soften up rap. They're trying to make it less violent and less degrading to women, right? That's what they say. As long as motherfucking women go out to the club wearing tight motherfucking pants, dropping their motherfucking ass, shaking their ass on motherfucking niggas, I don't even see the fucking point of that. As long as motherfucking
but
we
how,
got
how
hoods
you,
and ghettos
how
and
can
poor
you
people
change,
that
how
need
can
crime,
you, how can you actually change
how
that?
How can you change that?
When it's a part of your culture. That's like going to Africa telling them they can't celebrate and
this
dance around the motherfucking fire
this
and all that shit. It's a part of your culture. You can't never done that. Now, I don't give a fuck what you put out.
Right.
If that's what you knew since you was a child and you growing up, you still gonna do that same shit when you go to the club.
I know that.
You know what
I'm trying to tell you what it is. They came out and it was like, you know, even like for instance with the whole shit with Soulja Boy and the goddamn girl stars in y'all tricking, she snapped on the old lady and all that, and then they came on Soulja Boy. They're like, you know, this is what we're talking about. This is making the youth this and do that. So they've been trying to change everything. They're trying to change everything, but they are not offering diversity in the music, and they are making the music in certain areas talk about the same thing, and when you talk about something outside of that, right, it doesn't work. And you can't talk about something outside of that. You can't take a beat like that and talk about some serious shit on it. So the change in production and the change in what we dance to and how we dance, all that is into play. All right, opening up the phone line.
I mean, it's still funny because it's like
it's not just these artists.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm trying to get everybody to understand. I'm not. I just did the Sharp Bus Shawty thing and I named it this because I seen that parody and I just made it.
It's a lot of upcoming artists that's all they trying to do right now.
Right.
To get on, but I mean, it's funny because
who's the top selling artist in rap in the past all year? You know who the top selling artist was in rap this year?
Who?
Drake and Eminem. Do they sound anything like these people on this goddamn skit?
No,
I'm opening up the lines on that. 678-886. Get at me.
What up?
What up? What's going on, Carl?
Man, you made that shout, but it's out of pimping.
No, I didn't make it. BYOB Entertainment made that shit.
Oh, okay. But that's just funny. It's hell.
Yes, yes. Now, why you think it's funny? What's funny about it to you?
Because it's the damn truth, man. Check this out. Them boys ain't talking about shit. Nothing, not a damn thing. Me being a DJ nigga, you already know what it is. What up, hey, bro?
What's going on?
Hey, man? Outlaw,
what's up,
man?
What's going on, man?
Y'all know what it is. Some niggas talking about a bunch of bullshit, homie. You know what I'm saying? Me being a DJ and have to play this shit in the club, bro, I'm glad you broke that shit down, because, nigga, I play Lemonade at least twice a day, and I still don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I'm glad you told me. I don't listen to the bullshit. Y'all know I don't listen to the bullshit. And by me being a DJ in the strip clubs here, I have to play it because that's what the women want to hear. And then
right.
I say, the women and kids listen to this bullshit, and it's what you let your kid listen to. And one of the reasons why we don't listen to a lot of that about HIV and everything, you know, the most serious thing in life, because we as black people, we don't give a fuck about that. We think this shit can't happen to us. And then again, you know, shit, nobody wants to live in sorrow. You know what I'm saying? Some people like us, you know what I'm saying? We have an open mind to everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Gucci rapping about these yellow jewels. Here's yellow jewels. I don't care about his jewels. I got one chain I've been wearing over 15, 20 years. My mama gave me.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm going to salute you for that, partner. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Cause you already know how we do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Outlaw. We, I'm glad I got. This is DJ Outlaw. He's a renowned DJ in Atlanta. For all of y'all who not listening, we based out of Atlanta. If y'all don't know,
he broke a lot of records. He helped.
Yeah.
Actually, he helped broke a Jesus record. Got a plaque and everything. You know what
right,
I'm saying? So,
right.
You know this man do it. You know what I'm saying? Hey man, hey, he been doing it for a long time. So he gonna tell y'all what the real is, man.
Now,
one of my big brothers in the 12 anyway, if y'all didn't know. Let's go.
Like, so now I'm glad that you're on the air because you said something that's significant and you basically backed up what I said earlier, what I talked about, which is you played in strip club because the women like the goddamn dancing. And people who don't understand the way music is broken, especially in the South, it filters up from strip club to main club to radio. All right? You know what I'm saying? It kind of goes up like that. You feel me? Once it get hot in the streets and in strip clubs and everything, and then, you know, at some point, you know, the artists get hot or whatever, and then it'll blow up and it'll break, you know, on the radio or whatever. He said the main thing. The girls love to dance to the song. They like the beat. Now, I hope you was on the line when I broke down the first thing that came in the change of hip-hop was the change in the production, the beat style. right?
See, I didn't catch the first part, and I was trying to catch it, but I got in late.
But
it's all good. You hold us now.
Right. So, I explained to people earlier, the first part that changed was the change in production, the way the beats are made, the tempo, and everything else. I got into all that at first, and I said, that's what came first. I said, because you got to have a unit, which came first, the chicken or the egg? It doesn't matter. In hip-hop, what changed first, before everybody started talking about swag, dancing, and anything like that, the beats changed. You feel me? The very, to where we at right now. Of course, we went from positive African medallion-wearing rap, fight the power, you feel what I'm saying, to gangster rap, lyrically. But when we came to where we at now, what changed us to where we are now is a change in production. Once the change in the beats changed, and the girls were able to dance to a certain kind of beat, that made cats have to start rapping a certain way on the beat that was quote-unquote hot. You can't take a beat like Lemonade and rap about anything but something like what Gucci talking about on that beat. That's why girls hear a beat and they say, what else could you really rap about on that beat?
I don't know, bro. I know a fire-ass rapper, brother. He can talk about some shit. P-Red, give P-Red that Lemonade beat. I guarantee he'll rip it up and it won't be about no
No, I'm talking about he can't. He may. What's going to happen is Outlaw. What happened is he going to get more lyrically in depth with what he's talking about, but the subject matter must remain the same. Somewhere close to it. He cannot talk about the woes of society on a beat, on a club, on a quote-unquote club beat. You feel what I'm saying? He got to talk about something street, or he got to talk about, you know what I'm saying, something in the realm of that on these particular productions, because, let's face it, when you in the club, and that's what these beats are designed for. They're designed to make women dance a certain way and move a certain way, right? And women bring the men out, right? If that's what it is, how can you talk about something else? If you're in the club, you don't want to think about now all that other shit. You in drinking some rock, hollering that chick. What do you really want to think about?
They done fucked the beats up all in all. They done slowed shit all the way the fuck down. Once upon a time, you crank up some of that loot. You get them girls on the floor, the booty get it swinging. You know, that's what I like.
Right.
I like the more of the dance. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I work in a strip club and shit, and these lazy motherfuckers don't want to do shit no more.
hey, bro, but you know what? Hold on. You missed the very first part. I wish you'd have been on the line when I first started, because I done been through the whole era of loot. I went through all that shit.
But you know what's so, you know what's
I talked about
that
all
shit,
that at the very beginning. But
you know what's so funny of the shit?
What?
The male and the female, you can't even damn near separate the dance, so they damn near do the same motherfucking
dance. That's the fucking point I was making earlier. You feel me? That's what I was saying earlier, Pete, and Outlaw. I'm telling you. It's funny that y'all came in after the fact, and y'all basically going back to what I already came through. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because I said, remember,
that's
I broke
a good
the
point,
and all that. You feel what I'm saying? Because back
point.
In the day, girls used to got them going there, dance so motherfucking hard and sweat their motherfucking weave up, goddamn it, and all that shit. Now, they can go in that motherfucker with these beats, dance, drop it low, and still be cute.
Yeah, they ain't gonna do that shit. They gonna do nothing but the Dougie.
That's it.
Like
they gonna
that.
Do a little something.
Yeah.
They like that though.
Yeah.
That's why they love it.
Yeah.
That's why they love it. That's fine.
Right, but let me tell you why they. Who fucked that up? The artists fucked that up because they came in with that bullshit ass slow ass shit and got them and throwing money at what. See, y'all don't understand that money is a beast.
Yes, we already said it's a beast.
And see, when a nigga come in with a chopped up ass beat that's slow, that's not booty shake, and he's supposed to be rapping gangster, and he want to downplay gangster booty shake, but niggas don't know, half the niggas that did booty shake was gangsters anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Trick Daddy, gangster, did booty shake for years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Look, goddamn, Two Live Crew, them niggas gangsters. Them niggas so
right.
dope. Fucking, what the boy's name, the two boys, Devonair and JT Money.
Oh, Poise
the
Clan.
Poise the Clan.
Them boys were gangsters, you know what I'm saying? You know, fuck, I mean, the music came from the West Coast. I mean, y'all know I'm a real nigga. I love my West Coast rappers, you know what I'm saying? I've been mistaken for my nigga from Cali all my life, ever since I had my hair. Not my hair, but my hair. You feel
right.
me? So,
right.
I mean, real talk. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock it. Ain't nothing wrong with getting into it. But these niggas that came in this club and downplaying the booty shake music is really taking real niggas out the, you know what I'm saying, out the circle. And they bring this soft ass shit that make these lazy bitches don't want to do shit because they throwing money. That bitch, all I got to do is like this nigga song, he going to throw some money on me. See, which is the same thing with Gucci. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no beef with Gucci, you know what I'm saying? But Gucci as an artist, some of his music I like, I can feel it. You know what I'm saying? But the majority of it, I can't really, just can't, like Luther Vandross curl, just wouldn't quite curl up. I just can't quite, you know what I'm saying? But him
right,
as a person, you know, I don't have no beef with him, you know what I'm saying? His attitude fucked up, but it is what it is. That's on him. You know what I'm saying? But these niggas just came in and fucked the game all the way up. When I say fucked the game all the way up, by slowing these beats down, man, and let these motherfuckers get the work out. Back in my day, I'm an old nigga, but back in my day, when we had a party, we had a party. Go to the lamppost, nigga, and goddamn, press your love up there, cranking up some of that gangsta, fast, mixed music. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
Nigga, beat, and A-Dawg cranking up motherfucking booty shake, goddamn cranking, you know. Boy, stop. Now we got them off into this soldier, boy. Tell him. Beat's
right.
Going slow song.
Hey.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Hey, bro, you remember, you know, they used to love to see cutting out the swim who DJ Valcast killed that thing for that thing, man.
Right. And see, I get a whole lot of shit from school. I still get booty shake. Boy, every now and again, I fuck around and fall off into an area in the goddamn club. Boy, I play me some booty shake, man. And you can see the real from the fake. That's how I determine the real go-getters from the fake go-getters out my girls.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to dance off that shit. They're going to get that
right.
Money off that shit.
Right. And I mean, it could be, like I say, man, I can have 10 people in the club, man. I put on some booty shit, and them girls get to bouncing around. The niggas' eyes get to opening. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie to you. Real talk, man, I was so ready to move the fuck up out of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much bullshit going on around this motherfucker. But then again, when I look, I know what I need to do to fix my end of it. You know what I'm saying? To make it worth my while. You know what I'm saying?
Now, with that being said, Outlaw, with that being said, what you just said right there, like you said, you a DJ, and as an artist, as a rapper, you feel me and all that. I mean, both of our crafts have been infiltrated by imposters. You feel me? Both are your craft. You got DJs who don't even know how to fucking scratch, and they calling themselves DJ.
Oh yeah,
or
yeah.
How to mix. All they doing is goddamn plugging up iPods and goddamn they laptop, and they playing music, and now they DJ such and such. Kill them niggas. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, what I'm saying.
Hold on. Let me cut that right though.
Right.
These niggas, I'm with you. Loading up my iPod, they swear they DJ. Man, these niggas go in pre-record shit, bro, and stop the song, make it mix CD by goddamn. Playing certain music, then they'll stop it and edit it and all this old technology shit instead of getting on that thing, doing that shit live. Yeah, them fake ass impossible niggas. They got them come in and got them undercut another nigga when the nigga already got them getting a little bit of bread, come in the club and tell the nigga, well, you paying him this, I'll work for this. Man, you got to be shitting me. And then fuck around and kill when they expect for a nigga like me to come back in to build that bitch up. Are you serious? Oh, laptop ass, computer ass DJs. You know what I'm saying?
I know. We're gonna piss a lot of people off with this particular show.
Hey, I'm like,
there's a lot of goddamn digital laptop DJs.
I'm like,
Facebook is probably listening. You know what I'm saying?
I really don't give a damn, nigga, because I grew up with DJ Outlaw, DJ
right.
A-Dawg, DJ Special Lover, nigga, DJ Motherfucking Taz, DJ Motherfucking Win,
right.
Nigga, cutting out some motherfucking. Nigga, I grew up with motherfuckers who actually was motherfucking DJing like J. Nelson J, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That real shit, nigga.
Right.
That goddamn nigga still got albums, not
right.
albums.
Right.
Albums, nigga. And can motherfucking cut them up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Tony D, Southside Legends, they also about real niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on with it, man.
So, like I said, Outlaw, what I'm trying to get everybody to understand about the change, I try to break it down so far. I talked about the change in production, which moved to, it changed to the mood of the beat. And everybody knows in hip hop, like I said, artists write to the beat. You feel me? The way the beat moves you as an artist. When you hear a beat, you feel what I'm saying? You kind of like, it kind of gravitates you to a certain kind of feel on a song.
Yeah,
and you can't, with the change in production came first, once the females decided that they liked it, like I said earlier, a female will come up to you in a minute and tell you, I don't like such and such, but I like that beat. You feel what I'm saying? Because they can dance to that beat. Once that particular beat got locked in with the females, the artist had to start writing particular songs to match that. That is a part of what's going on. Now, the other part of what's going on is, in fact, social. It's the apathy of the younger the younger people that's into rap. You feel what I'm saying?
Now
we get to what a lot of people wanted me to talk about on the show. Now we're talking about why is it that artists like Soulja Boy and Gucci and everything hot, and that's what all these little young niggas want to hear, and the young females want to hear, because A, they don't give a fuck about anything else. You feel what I'm saying? Maybe it's because they quote unquote got it easier or harder. I don't really know. I know my kids got it easier than me. You feel what I'm saying? So they not really seeing what I saw. I was born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s. I was 80s baby, you know, 80s child, 80s. I seen the crack era really hard. Grew up, got in the game myself. Dope boy in the 90s, all that. So the music that I listened to and that I liked was a reflection of what I was living through and what I saw growing up. You feel
exactly
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't think these kids now that's living out here in suburban Atlanta, they done told out all the motherfucking projects and homes. You feel
exactly
what I'm saying? And they moved out here to the burbs in Clayton County. It's kind of gangster, but it ain't the same. So now, I mean, I think it's kind of about what they seeing. I think actually they are more into dancing and less into a little bit less of the gangster shit. That I can understand why people say that's good that rap is changing, because it means that it's less violent and all that. But it does not change the lyricism of it. That's why I have an issue with the rappers are not really rapping. They saying ABC words over dancing beats. They not even if I wanted to make a song about the club, I still wouldn't do it the way they do it. You
exactly,
see what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I'm glad
that's why people are saying rap is just going all the way down, because Tupac made songs about the club. How do you own it? You feel what I'm saying? But it was still about bitches in the club, but it was still more lyrical and more in depth. You feel what I'm saying?
It was how you brought it across.
That's what I think people really, really, really mad about when it comes down, when they say the rap is getting dumb. The artists are just not doing anything lyrical.
While we on the air.
Right.
Now, Blizzum, my brother, man, affiliated, you know, it's Shayna's right here. I hope he play this dumbass song tonight. While we on the air. He got a record called Dumbass Song.
Right.
So while we talking about this, he has a record called Dumbass Song, but you must listen.
It had to be over the beat. I had to rap it over a southern beat.
Hold on.
A down south, quote unquote, down south beat.
But you got to listen to the lyrics and what he motherfucking saying. That's what's going to make you love that motherfucking record.
Right.
I'm telling you. Right now, if you listen to it, yeah, y'all going to motherfucking love it. But they will not play this shit because of what he's motherfucking saying. It's the same beat, the same everything, but I guarantee you they will not motherfucking break that mainstream.
Well, they would contend that I'm hating.
Yeah.
By what I'm saying in the song.
Yeah.
People will contend that when you listen to the words of what I'm saying in that song that I'm hating, and I'm not. I'm basically doing a shot but shouty. I'm making a parody of the song.
But no, your lyric, it ain't even...
I understand what you're saying because they haven't heard the song. If I could upload it, I'll play it. But it's the point.
Why would you even not have it in there if we talking about the same shit? I don't get that.
I don't know. I just didn't upload that song.
You the motherfucking kid yourself. This shit is Einstein right here.
I don't know. But this
ain't
like that. I'm going to go to another line. I'm going to ask somebody else line real quick, Outlaw.
All right.
I appreciate you calling in, though, bro. All right.
Stay with him, bro. You know we rocking, partner.
I want to be up.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So that was the homie DJ Outlaw, and he basically bigged up and backed up about two or three points that I said before he actually dialed in and was listening.
That man was about
the change in production. He said it was a bougie era. People like to dance. They actually dance, and it was a lot of things that he brought up that had already brought up before he got on.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know.
This is a strip club DJ. He DJed one of the major strip clubs around here.
A couple.
He said he don't like the song. And he's a fucking DJ, and he has to play the song. This is a DJ, people. Live on my show.
Yeah, I tell you what, he ain't got a plaque for breaking a Soulja Boy or a Gucci Mane record.
Right.
But he got a plaque for breaking a G's and Outkast record.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's two different genres of motherfucking music, people. You know what I'm saying?
Now you're gonna insult some people. Because some people are gonna say it's all rap. These are the people that I'm trying to.
No, you can't say it's all rap.
I know that, Pete. But some people don't even understand that rap is 30 years old up and it's been broken up.
Hey, they need to kill themselves. You know, as a matter of fact, before you kill yourself, do some research.
I'm telling you, man,
you can't say it's all rap.
I know it ain't, but you will be surprised how many people
just because they rap it, it's just they subject matter, and you can't compare goddamn Sorry, Miss Jackson, so goddamn, y'all trick, yeah, you can't do it.
Right. It's not the same kind of rap. It's not, and I'm not, and like I said, there's a lane for all of these artists. There's a lane for Soulja Boy. There's a reason why Soulja Boy is,
you can't compare.
It's not the same thing. I listen to rap, but I don't listen to the rap that my son
you can't,
listens
hey,
to.
I'm just saying, you can't compare a track like Bird Talk, whatever the name of his record is, to Trap or Die. You can't do it.
Yeah. But some people would compare, like they tried to compare Gucci to Jeezy when Jeezy first came out because Jeezy wasn't, you know, heavy on the lyrics. Yeah, Jeezy has definitely evolved lyrically to me since he's been out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Gucci switched his style up, y'all motherfuckers really didn't know. And if y'all really didn't know, if you listen to Gucci Earl on to right now, Gucci switched his style up.
Yeah, he did.
Go back and listen to Icy, nigga, to goddamn Lemonade right now. Go back and look at anything before he went to jail for getting his till drop.
Right.
To right now what he doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get Yale, and then you get Burr.
Right. Okay, you right. Well, I'm trying to upload that song since P said I should have. I'm trying to upload a dumbass song for him, I guess.
You got to upload dumbass song. I'm telling you.
All right. I'm trying to upload it right now while we live on air. It's a little harder when we live, but I'll try. 347-934-0966.
We in the building.
347-934-0966. We're talking about the dumbing down the rap. All right? We're talking about why some of the popular rap right now.
Let's say rap and video, because they dumbing down the fucking video.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I tried to give some of the consumers, people who don't really create music, a more in-depth look and reasoning, because I think people think that, oh, it's just on the artist. It's just on the rap. You feel what I'm saying? I think they blame rappers like we the only motherfucking part of creating the fucking a song A and B breaking it. You know what I'm saying? As if it's only rappers' fault. It's not just rappers' fault.
It's so many
entities involved with creating a song and then breaking a song.
You can make a song all day long. Right. It can sit on your hard drive all day long.
Right.
If you never let nobody listen to it. So it could be a hit. It could not be a hit. But once you put it out there and it get into those people's hands who got the money and they feel like if it's a go or no go, that's how they're going to spend their money.
Now, see, that's where it goes back to the social thing. The people nowadays, the people who saying it's a go, it's a no-go, they don't give a fuck about what black people are hearing. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They don't care if all we hear about is stupid shit. They don't. They are ill-concerned.
Oh, all they want to talk about
the numbers. The numbers talk.
Oh, he ain't rapping about no rims. He ain't rapping about no jewelry. You ain't going to sell no motherfucking record.
But why not?
I'm just saying, that's how they think.
See, that's the problem. Now it's going down to the who really at fault. Is it the consumer? The question is it the consumers or the artists? Y'all, artists got to make what sell. Okay? If y'all people out here, I hear so many people complain about rap now, that the rap and the music is dumb, and it be girls, it be females. I hear girls all the time complaining about the shit, but they the main motherfuckers ones at the club dancing off the shit.
But you know what? This is what kills me, though.
Because consumers drive the market in a way, and the main consumer, the female, you know what I'm saying? Now, of course the dudes is like, man, these niggas is garbage. These niggas is whack. I hate these dudes. I can't listen to them. You don't really, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? But they don't really drive the market. A record executive could give a fuck less what a man thinks.
You know what? I'm gonna touch that topic. What you just said. A nigga could not like that fucking record. Let me tell you why. He might, oh, this shit is garbage, this is that, but he might be fucking with a chick that love that record.
Right.
That record gonna get played in that whip, nigga. He not gonna turn that shit off. He right. might try it, but nigga, she gonna overpower that. That record gonna get played in that whip.
Right. It's gonna get played in that club.
Yeah, exactly.
Who? You just heard DJ Outlaw. You heard DJ Outlaw live on the air and say. On the air, a DJ that DJ at clubs and strip clubs in Atlanta for years, say live on the air, he hates some of the shit he spins. But why did he say he had to spin the piece?
Because the women love it.
Thank you. You just heard it live on the air.
Really? Yeah, really. That's it. Because ain't no kids in the club, nigga. Not no ass.
No. Now, kids will drive the radio market.
Yeah, they will.
The kids will, in fact, be a factor in the radio market.
They can call up.
If they love Soulja Boy, Soulja Boy will get played. Because they're going to sit there and call up. When you at work, doing what the fuck you gotta do out here, getting your motherfucking grown man on your money, your goddamn nephew or niece or whoever old enough to be into that shit,
calling or your kids or whoever, they got time to sit around and call 1079 and request this, and they get into all the Soulja Boy gossip and all that, and he write about their age. So young kids, teenagers drive the radio market. Grown women drive the club market. Where the market for us, throw them niggas a mixtape. They want to hear a nigga rap.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm like,
throw them niggas a mixtape.
Hey,
you're making an album for them niggas and a single.
Hey,
fuck them.
Hey, you know
fuck
what's
us.
Hey,
it's not for us.
It ain't. But you know what's so funny? Because it's like, they can be like, I hate that record. I never even liked that record. But if you fucking with a chick, she gonna make you love that record. You might find yourself liking that shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's what
I already got into the psychology of repetition. I already talked about that. I already talked about how you can hear anything. You can hear a whole bunch of shit that you don't fucking like 1,000 times. You feel me? And start to like it and start to know it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's why do you think TV and radio are multi-billion-dollar companies? They got the power of repetition. They got
I know you love me.
Yeah. Subliminal brainwashing. We already know that. You feel what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, yo, hit the number one if you got an opinion about why you think rap is where it is right now.
Yeah, man.
Hold
you know we in the motherfucker.
From
dude.
The 757. That's
Woo!
Like Virginia.
Yeah, that's
shit.
A Virginia number, man.
What's going on? 757, get at me.
What's going on, Blizzum?
Oh, what's up, Ace?
What's up, baby? This is iAsia. I am calling from VA. I'm in VA. That's why I can actually call you. I'm off from work.
Oh, okay. What's happening?
Okay, this is a little weird because I don't usually call radio shows, and it's a very serious conversation, and we're having it over the phone. But I had to call. I've been listening the whole time,
right.
And I was like, I don't know. Okay, I had to comment. Okay. Let me start from the beginning. Let me start from the beginning. I obviously agree with everything that you said in every single way, and I've had this conversation and debate with many friends of mine.
Right.
You also know my background, that I have been listening to hip-hop since I was 4 years old, the DJ on the corner outside, real shit.
Right.
So I have also lived through and seen its evolution. It does upset me a little bit. That's what made me finally hit one, because you are right. You hit so many good points. The DJ that called in made good points. Your boy sitting there and all of that. But you keep putting this focus on the chicks. And I understand that a lot of it does fall on women, and we do need to take responsibility. However, I think the conversation gets lost and the points get lost when you keep going back to, I literally can't distinguish between what guys are talking about, a strip club and a regular club. And you keep talking about the strip club like every woman is a stripper. But I'm going to tell you this too. Yes, you're right about the dancing. But I can remember a time when I could go to a club and just dance and have a good time, and men would come to me and dance, and we would have a good time. There came a point that you niggas didn't want to talk to a bitch if she didn't have nothing on and she wasn't shaking her ass and dropping it down to the ground. You wasn't paying her any attention. And I see what you're saying about the women and the responsibility of the women, but a lot of shit that drives women is getting you niggas' attention and keeping you niggas' attention.
You're right about that. I will contend and give you that point. Touche. Right. Now, I will say that you are right, because in all actuality, I really can't debate with you on that particular point.
Okay.
You're right. But
lay down, nigga.
I will. I'll give you that point. You're right.
Yes, sir.
They got to get our attention. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? But how are y'all getting our attention the all through the 90s? You know what I'm saying? All through the 90s, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I wasn't really trying
you're
to
right.
blame
you're
women.
Right.
I wasn't trying to blame women.
What I'm trying to say to you is, can you hear me? I don't know if I'm breaking up. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Am I breaking up?
No, I didn't. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. The other thing, like you said, in the 90s, a lot of things have changed in our society, and this is a really deep conversation you're talking about, too. I personally think it's kind of the breakdown of family and identity and self. All of that went out the window. We now are in a society where you don't conform, you ain't shit. You a cornball. You know what I'm saying? You corny if everybody's not exactly the same. So I think that's a bigger issue. But in the 90s, yes, we were able to just go out there, have a good time. We didn't have to be all dirty and nasty and slutty, and it was all good. There became a time that if you were, you weren't getting a man. No man was paying you no attention. Nobody was trying to holler at you. It wasn't happening. But the bitches who were, we all know, those are the ones that had the niggas just at them. So, like I'm saying, just women want men. Women want the attention and the affection of men. You niggas want strippers. We need to strip off society. No. If you don't want somebody who... No, let me finish my point.
Okay.
Now, for some reason, strip clubs are almost like a job market for our community now. Either working away and everything's cool with it. You know, if you don't want a woman who is necessarily physically a stripper, you want her to have all these stripper tendencies, but then you don't like other certain things about her. Do you see what point I'm trying to make? You want a woman who can literally drive her like a swing around a pole, physically have a body like a stripper and all of that, do all those tricks, but then other things about that whole stripping lifestyle then turns you off. Then you want to call them dirty, lazy hoes and all this other stuff. What do you want?
Listen. This is a deeper conversation than the music side of it, but I will address what you just said.
Address
real quick. Me personally, and most of the guys that I'm talking about, true indeed, we like women who got that sexuality like a stripper per se, who got that, you know what I'm saying, who, you know, freaking the sheets. But the old saying really stands true. Freaking the sheets, lady in the goddamn streets. You feel what I'm saying? That's true. We do want that kind of, you know, that fantasy woman in the room, in the bedroom, yeah. Yeah, we do like to see y'all drop it like it's hot. Yeah, we do like to see y'all in the tight clothes and everything like that right there. But, y'all... When it comes down to music and how it pertains to what we're talking about on the show, you feel what I'm saying? The change in the production, it actually made y'all, it went from booty shake to gangster to where it's at now. Y'all right now, the women ain't even really dancing and really like booty shake was the nastiest era of goddamn dancing for goddamn women.
Bro, you can't even,
motherfucking women used to got, I don't know about how it was it up north, but in the south, when the era of booty shake, motherfucking girl, that shit was, we was grinding, we was hunching on you, niggas used to dance like bitches back then, grinding, dropping low, getting behind these motherfuckers. So, if anything, y'all dance less nasty now in the club to me.
That's the only reason why, my point is, how do you keep bringing up the point, when you're talking about the breakdown of hip-hop and why hip-hop is dumb, and there's a lot of reasons why hip hop is now dumb, and you were right about the beats, but you keep bringing up the way that women are dancing. You brought that up. That's why I kind of bring in, I'm like, okay, you keep making this about how women are dancing, and what I was trying to explain to you, women have been dancing a whole bunch of ways for a whole long time. You can't necessarily say that that's contributing to the dumbed downness of hip hop. There's a lot of things. Like you said, the music industry, white people, artists, a whole bunch of shit.
Right.
But I want you to kind of steer away from making it seem like, and you're right, women drive the market. If women were not out there dropping it or doing whatever at the clubs, and I don't know if it's the clubs or the strip clubs, because you keep saying clubs and strip clubs.
Well, y'all, in Atlanta, y'all the same thing. In Atlanta, the club is like, women go to the regular strip club like it's a regular club. So it's like, it really don't even fucking matter in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Women go to the fucking regular, to the strip club like it's the regular club. I had a whole show on that shit. It don't even matter in this motherfucker. It's like the club can mean any fucking thing when you say that shit. Because fucking regular ass women be in the fucking strip club like it's the fucking club downtown. Like just chilling. You feel me? Fully clothed. Straight women. And that's where they partying tonight. So, I mean, shit done got jumped and mixed together down here. But I will say that if anybody is listening, please don't think that I am trying to blame women. I'm not trying to put anything. I just said that when it came down. I really brought y'all into that fray. When I was talking about the change in production, because the change in the production made the women, you know,
man,
they liked it. The women liked the beats now. That's all I was trying to say. I wasn't trying to blame y'all. I was saying that the women liked the beat, and the women drive the club scene. You feel me?
But you're right, and you're right. Like we could also have those really hot beats that make us want to dance, and. What's the problem with that? That doesn't mean the lyricists have to go out the window. It doesn't mean that hip-hop has to be dumb and stupid and I talk about shit. Yo, you actually blew my mind tonight because I actually went online and looked at that Lemonade song. Because, you know, I'm from up north. They ain't playing that bullshit. Yo, that is crazy. That is crazy. And in the cartoon, I'm like, oh, my God. But it's true. That's exactly what the fuck has happened to hip-hop. That whole shorty nonsense. It's fucking sickening. It is. But I think people, we don't have out there people who love genuine, good, old hip-hop. They're not. And they're not standing up and voicing it because that's not what the hot thing is. The hot thing is right now to, like, all your friends from Atlanta. I'm sorry to say it like that, but, you know.
Right.
That's what's hot right now. So.
But I'm saying, though, when you do hear a good hip-hop record, if somebody even play one of them records, the first thing you're going to say is, ooh, that's that shit, that's that joint. I remember, but you're not going to hear that shit no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not going to hear that shit no more. You might have, they might play that nigga, I'm not even gonna say one night in a motherfucking club, but you might have a DJ that just might just take you back and play one of them old hits. That's gonna show you the real edge from the goddamn from the fake heads right then and there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Well, AJ, I appreciate it. I got two more people on the line. I'm finna jump to them. But I really say thanks for listening to the show. All right.
Yeah,
and I wasn't criticizing y'all. Y'all goddamn drop it like a side of everything. But, and I will say one more thing before you go. I'm going to the 215 next. Before I go, you're right. Y'all are the ones that dance to the beat, but there's still no excuse why all these rappers got to talk like they. Even if you put me on the same beat as half these niggas, I'm still not going to rap that fucking silly. You feel me? So it don't even really matter.
That's
it still comes down to the rappers and shit too, at the end of the day.
All right. Have a good one. Peace.
All right, in the 215, what's going on?
Hello?
What's going on?
I was just calling a comment which I was talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, first of all, in the day, hip-hop, it was all right. Then, you know, because I don't really like hip-hop. I like R&B. But some hip-hops I do. Like, and the hip-hops that I like, it's not because of what they say. It's because of the beat.
Uh-huh.
And most of them is from down south. They like a lot of down south beats. Like Chingy and all them people.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever. And so what you did say about the beat, that we really don't know what they're talking about, that we dance off, is true.
Right.
But hip-hop today, I hate it.
But you like the beat, though. Because what you're talking about is what it is today. It's the beats, and pretty much that's the rap for it. It's got good beats, and that's it. But you hate it. Why? What do you hate about it? I mean, you still like the beat?
It don't make no sense. Back in the day, it made sense. And I was the person that, you know, put on my status asking everybody what was a Dougie. Like, I honestly didn't know what that was. And I just
teach me how to Dougie?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I really haven't figured out what is Dougie is. I think I broke that down, what Dougie really is. It's really another way of his swag. Check out his swag and his dance moves kind of thing.
No, Dougie came from actually Dougie Fresh.
I know Dougie Fresh. That's what I said on the thing. I said it came from Dougie Fresh from saying... You know, like somebody said, man, you fresh. Oh, Doug E. Fresh?
Yeah, Dougie Fresh.
Okay, so Dougie, the word Dougie, they took the word Dougie basically saying, check, it's like, AKA, check my fresh.
Yeah.
Check my swag.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's
mm-hmm.
just, that's another way of saying that.
Yeah.
The word Dougie came from Doug E. Fresh back
in the day. And they just took the dance.
Right.
They took his dance and they modified it. They added a little something with it. And it's hot right now.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is.
Why you think it's hot?
I mean, they think it's hot because you got it's less movement. You ain't really got to sweat the goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? Women do that shit.
Nowadays, you
got to
go see a choreographer to dance.
You know what I'm saying?
I know, man. See, now we back at what Asia said and Outlaw said and, you know, about dancing. And, I mean, if you don't take nothing away from the show, everybody listening and call on the air, I want y'all to understand the severe importance of the change in production to where it is right now. It's still going to excuse some of the shit that these niggas are saying on the beat, how whack these niggas is rapping.
Hey, you tell me,
but that shit really is a very major part of
You tell me what was the hottest motherfucking booty shake song when Fight the Power was out.
Booty shake?
Yeah.
I have to see. I can't
see what I'm saying.
I can't match.
Oh, when
it up.
We Are the World was out. What was the fuck you
well,
doing?
No,
then?
We Are the World is too old. It's too old. Booty shake wasn't even out then.
When
We Are the World came out?
Yeah.
Nah, I think that was before then.
Nah.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah. Booty shake was out.
I don't think booty shake was out.
Man, I'm telling you booty shake was out.
When We Are the World was out?
Yeah, nigga, when We Are the World was
Didn't
out.
Did that shit come out like in the early 80s?
Nigga, it was out. Booty shake was out.
I don't know, P.
Man, Google that shit, nigga.
I'm about to Google that shit.
Yeah, Google that shit. I'm telling
but
you,
look, so you saying you just hate hip hop now? I mean, what do you hate just because it's not talking about shit or what? I mean, you was an R&B person, but you said you liked some. But why you just hate it now? I hate it. I'm starting to hate certain artists now, but I still love hip hop. I just hate certain artists. Not hate, but I just don't like certain artists' music.
I don't hate them either. I just don't like them neither because like they don't really talk about nothing. If you listen to songs back in the 1990s. The early 90s and the late 90s and some of the early 2000s, some of their raps meant something. Today, they don't mean anything. All
right.
They talk about sex, Well, they've been talking about sex, but like a lot of this stuff is like hardcore.
Right,
like,
right.
And I think it's overrated a little bit.
Right. I feel you. I would definitely say that a lot of stuff is overrated. You feel what I'm saying?
Everything
now, how do you feel? And I actually want to. I got another caller, 44563. You next. This is one thing that everybody has to understand. And then I'm gonna answer the 44, and then we'll play some songs. Everybody has to understand. You on the line, and everybody else that's called in. This is still the music business. This business is based on money. Any business, like any business. Therefore, the consumers, the people who are listening, to radio, who are downloading, who are getting ringtones, and all of these people are still driving what we quote unquote are calling the dumb music. You feel what I'm saying? Now I know for a fact, just being around dudes, cause I hang around dudes. I mean, I be around females too. Hang around, like when I'm just hanging out, just chilling with my dogs. You feel me? I noticed that a lot of them don't listen to the shit that's out. And if they are listening to that shit, it's on a mixtape. They don't really buy niggas like albums and shit like that. They just listen to like one or two songs this nigga got on a mixtape or whatever, but they're not finna go out and buy this nigga album. A, because they like niggas just don't support niggas like that. And B, if you really do, they gotta really like you, and nobody really likes you like that. Some of the artists out right now, enough to go pay money for your shit. They go buy a mixtape so they can hear your one joint.
What's the difference between a mixtape and an album?
Because when you buy a mixtape. No. Oh, listen, baby, it's so different. You can't understand. A mixtape is not putting any money in the artist or the label's hand. You feel what I'm saying? Mixtapes are put together by random DJs and they own corner stores and stuff. These guys, they're not getting any revenue off that. The labels aren't getting any revenue off that. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Albums are where the labels make money. Listen, everybody, pay attention. I said Drake and Eminem were the top selling artists of the year. That's true. Those artists right there, now Drake, not so much, because Drake does have an appeal to women, and the production that Drake does, he's got an R&B feel, so women love Drake, and Drake gets bumped in the club because women love Drake. He ain't sold half the records as Eminem. Not half. And you will never hear an Eminem song. You will never hear an Eminem song in a fucking club, especially in this motherfucking city. You, nigga, no way in hell. They not playing it. No, you're not hearing Eminem. And he sold 4 million records. He's been at the goddamn top of the goddamn the Billboard charts for 5 weeks now across all genres. That he beating out Justin Bieber. Now, granted, he's white and everything and all that, but he still is a rapper. You feel what I'm saying? He still is a rapper. It's still rap music. He still is one of the top-selling artists of all time. You feel what I'm saying?
You goddamn right.
His fucking music is absolutely counter to the top songs that get played in Atlanta, Georgia. You feel what I'm saying? All you're going to hear in Atlanta is Waka, Gucci, and all these kind of artists, and Soulja Boy and all that. That's all you want to hear on the radio and the song. You don't hear no Eminem. But they can't even come. They don't even sell a quarter of what he sells in albums. They get way more shows and way more radio play in the South. You feel me? But as far as selling units, you feel what I'm saying? As far as selling units, they can't hold a candle to him. It's not even close. His worst album, his last album, Relapse, that people said wasn't even all that. Gucci can't even come close to selling that kind of number. Not Waka don't even have a fucking album out. Waka Flocka does not have an album out. I don't even realize how many people know that. The dude don't even have an album out. All he has is a couple of singles. You feel me? They don't even drop an album on Waka. Why would you drop an album on Waka? Nobody's gonna buy it. Who the fuck gonna buy it?
Gotta get his facts up.
He's not gonna buy it. Nobody's gonna buy the album. They may bump the song all day long on a mixtape in the club, but if you drop a Waka Flocka album right now, I'm willing to bet anything he may sell gold, which is 500,000 copies, and that's a strong maybe. Eminem, meanwhile, sitting at the top of the charts selling millions of records,
and you
never hear him on the radio in the South.
And how long he been out the game though?
Yeah, came back. Had a relapse, damn near killed himself, and came back and still selling more albums than these niggas.
And he's talking about something.
Because his fans know that when they buy that album, they will in fact be entertained with story, with different subject matter, anything. He's not talking about what they're talking about.
You hear that nigga talking about no rims and no jewelry?
He don't give a shit. He's richer than all of them.
Yeah.
He can buy more rims and jewelry than all these fucking rappers talking about that shit combined.
He ain't talking about no houses and how much motherfucking money
he richer than all of them.
He ain't talking about how many houses he got, how much motherfucking money he got.
Right.
He's still talking about goddamn suicide shit.
That's what I'm saying. Baby mama, his real life issues.
Being in rehab,
you know what I'm saying?
And you know what? A lot of people can relate to that, and a lot of kids can relate to that if they growing up in a motherfucking unstable motherfucking house when they listen to him.
And this is a white person, and this is a white person doing what we started, people.
He ain't talking, he rapping.
This is a white person doing what we started. That's the sad part about it.
And he's good at it.
He's good.
He's fucking
one of the best.
Yeah.
But he's still a white person doing what we started, doing us. And he's doing it better than us at this point right now. Bottom fucking line.
Hey.
Nigga, get mad. Fuck you. Yeah, he's doing it better than you.
But you know what, though?
The numbers don't lie.
Hey, you know
what, sell some records and get back with me, nigga.
And you know what, though? When he said this shit when he first came out, that nigga said, that white boy said, he studied rap.
Right.
He studied hip-hop. He studied how to make a record, do all that. He studied Tupac. He studied everybody that was fucking selling records. And he mastered that shit, nigga. And he's still motherfucking on top right now.
Still on top. Still
so
on top.
So a lot of y'all motherfuckers that's making records, y'all nigga don't even...
They
hot. Hey, you ain't even paying homage to the motherfuckers. You don't even know half of the old motherfucking records if they played them right now, nigga.
Right.
You wouldn't even know it.
And a lot of the artists right now, they are making single songs. Let me tell y'all something. Everybody else on the line, let me inform y'all of something that y'all might not else know. Something else y'all might not know. The labels have totally changed. This is a little bit of music jargon, but the labels have totally changed. The labels have totally changed how they market and promote music. They now, instead of giving artists whole album deals, because they already, if they see an artist like Waka Flocka, they're not going to give Waka Flocka a deal for a record. All they're going to do is keep giving him a deal for a single. And they have that one little hot single, and he'll go out and
make
$100,000,
$300,000 at the most.
They'll give him a single deal, you feel me, and let his song be a hot ringtone and a hot radio song, and he'll make money. He'll go out and do shows, but he'll never sell and win Grammys or anything like that, because he'll never have the units to back it up, because he can't sell, because they won't even give him an album deal. It's not worth it. It's a waste of money. They're not going to make their money back. All right. Thanks, 215, for calling in, though. 215. You on the air? Still? Did she hang up?
All right.
I don't know. Anyway. All right. So I'm finna get ready to go to the...
Let's answer these two calls.
I'll answer these two calls, and we're going to go. Caller, go ahead, caller. 678-571.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Who's this?
Coco Smooth.
Oh, what's happening, Coco Smooth? What's popping?
Coco!
Now it's time to comment on the
subject. Go ahead.
Okay, I feel like, you know, people right now, you know, going through stuff like with the economy, losing their jobs, homes, and stuff. So in music, they looking for something to kind of, you know, lighten their spirits, you know, something they can party to and kind of take the spotlight off of what their immediate situation is, you know?
People want to escape from reality.
Shit, write a record about it. Hey, I'll tell you what, you write a record about it, the struggle and goddamn how, if you knew better, you could do better, or if you knew you fucked up some kind of way, you know, that'll uplift your motherfucking ass. Motherfucker be like, that record out is the motherfucking truth.
Right.
I love that, because that's what motherfucking happened to me.
Right. Let me tell you something, Coco Smooth. I get that, and I've heard that from so many other people. So many people have given me that as the reason why certain artists who make silly, fun songs are hot.
Because they can't fucking make a record.
But it still doesn't negate the fact that even after all the silly, fun songs that they got, they don't sell a lot of records. The only reason why Soulja Boy moved a lot of units is because kids loved him. He came out and catered to kids. Kids loved him, and kids would bug their motherfucking mama and daddy to death.
Bow Wow did
shit.
It. Jermaine Dupri killed him with Bow Wow.
Right. Whenever you cater to kids, yeah, you do have a good chance of selling records. But once Soulja Boy got to be 19, 20, and started cussing a little bit too much for mama and daddy them in his motherfucking songs, ask how much now Soulja Boy sells, as opposed to when he first jumped out and they catered him and marketed him to children. Now Soulja Boy don't sell numbers, because now he's grown. Now you need to be a little bit older. Oh, now we kind of like him, but we finna buy that nigga shit, because now his age group, his demographic done changed.
Right.
You feel me? So it's nothing. I understand what you're saying, but those artists don't sell records.
Yeah, but it's funny. I mean, it's just something to take the pressure off. That's for a little while.
When you go to the club, like I said earlier, when you go to the club, you ain't going to think. You going to party. You going to get drunk.
But it's a different age group. Because if you 30, if you 25 and older, I know, nigga, I'm not trying to listen to no goddamn Soulja Boy.
Listen, man, it's a whole. I ain't even 2 hours. Ain't even enough to break this whole fucking subject down. Because you got to tie it all into the other show that we had. You feel me?
Yeah.
About that shit right there. You feel what I'm saying? 2 hours ain't enough. I ain't got enough time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, nigga, we going to get into some motherfucking music.
I'll go into some music.
Hey, Coco Smooth, we appreciate you calling, baby.
No problem.
All right. I think thanks once again for calling, Coco. Coco Smooth is right. You feel me? I'm going to go ahead and spin. I'm going to spin the song that P-Reg want to hear. You feel me?
Nah, nigga, I don't want to hear the callers on here. I'm just putting them up on game.
Right.
Let me enlighten them on some shit Blizzard no motherfucker done that I know. Let your motherfucking kids listen to it. How about that?
No, you can't let the kids. I'm cussing on the song. Don't let the kids listen to the song. Maybe the radio version. Maybe the radio version.
Yeah, the radio version.
But I'm not.
But we don't play the dirty version right now. This for everybody who's 25 and up, man. Squat the whole lot, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to it.
All right. Dumbass song. Blizzard. Here we go.
boss as soon as I start rapping, I did. On the block, hustling every single day. Whether packing up a burrow, setting a bitch on the page. I'm pimping. Selling everything from hoes to rock. Soon as the prices go up, I'm selling out a whole cock. Ain't no rookie, I'm a vet. Been around for a minute. And if that real main classic, you won't catch you. I be in the corner, cutting the block. Filling my left and taking the pop. Fuck all you haters, fuck all you hoes. This shit that I do ain't no. Stop, so go ahead. Do your damn thing.
No Laffy Taffy.
And that was Blizzum.
Yeah.
Dumbass song.
Of course, we had to make play the song. We'll be talking about the niggas who make the dumb song.
Yeah, man, you know.
We're really being sarcastic on that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But as you can see, the lyrics are way in depth and way different.
But it's on the same kind of trap beat.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do. But anyway, moving right along. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. You did. Episode 51. Shout for Shouty. Shout for Shouty.
Shout Buzz.
Shout Buzz Shouty.
Hey.
Hey. If you are, if you got a computer, man, Google Shout Buzz Shouty. S-H-A-Y-T. Shout Buzz Shouty. That's three words. Shout Buzz Shouty. Google that. Watch that parody. Shit is hilarious. And it brought me to talk about episode 51. Shout Buzz Shouty. Why is dumb rap hot? Now, some people gonna disagree with me about even calling it dumb rap, I guess. Some people just saying, nigga, that's just what they want to rap about. And, you know, they decided that's just they swag and they lame. You feel me? They lame. They hot. People must like it because they hot. You're right. I am not arguing anything about that. But what you will not do is try and convince me that the substance of the material that them particular artists that they're making a parody about are A, great lyricists, because they not. B, that they actually talk about multitude of things. Their subject matter, you know, bounces around here and there. No, it doesn't. You feel what I'm saying? And that's how hip-hop started. Hip-hop started as a social movement.
And it talked about, it did have party songs and all that kind of stuff back in the day and everything.
Come on, we got a lot of views.
This motherfucker got over a million views. Yeah. And no, this is just one cartoon. They got a whole bunch of them. They got shit. They fucking with a whole bunch of rap flies. All kind of people.
But I'm tripping. That shit got a fucking...
million. It's got a million hits. This shit is fucking hilarious. So you ain't see the whole thing. After we get off the air, before I get ready to go and play it, let you watch the whole thing.
I'm just saying that.
I ain't gonna eat up the show with the shit. Shout, Buzz Shawty. Google it. Watch it. The shit is fucking hilarious.
It is funny, but I'm saying, I'm looking at the fucking views on that shit, and it's just like...
Because it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. Listen, let me read you some of the fucking... some of the shit people are saying about it. It was hilarious. You feel what I'm saying? I bet everyone on Brick Squad is pissed off because they know this shit is true. Hip hop ain't dead. This was let's see. Funny as fuck. I watch it 3 times a day. Gucci Man look retarded. Soulja Boy look okay, that's gonna be a chick. Yeah. Replay it. Funniest video I've ever seen on YouTube. I mean, people think it's funny, and the shit is fucking funny because it's a parody. And for those of you who don't know what a parody is, it's something that makes light. It's something that makes fun of something that's true. Saturday Night Live been doing it for years. You know what I'm saying?
Will Al Yankee got rich off of it.
Right. You understand what I'm saying?
Fucking beat it to eat
right,
it.
Right.
Come on, man.
I mean, so it's making fun of something that's actually kind of, it's actually kind of true. Mad TV does it all the time. You know what I'm saying? So that's what these guys are doing. Go check these guys out. The name of the people who made it is called BYOB Entertainment. That's Be Your Own Boss. It's some young black dudes, some young cats, and they just made a little animated cartoon called Shout Bud Shouty, making fun of like Gucci Man, Waka Flocka, and a couple of cats.
This nigga might get a fucking station or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the shit is funny though. But it made me think about just why is dumb rap so hot? You feel me? If all of these people on here that like this shit. And they all on here on this, is a million people saying this shit is true, this shit is funny, them dudes is whack, blah, blah, blah. Well, why are they hot? You can't deny that they hot. It's an audience for them, and that leads me up to the question. I'm coming to us, I'm coming to you in a second, Keith. It leads me up to ask, why is it that certain people love the particular artists and love that music? What does that say about us as black people in the society?
We are followers and not leaders.
Okay.
We following what we see, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Not what we feel, and not what, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, I don't like it, but it's all right, but the beehive, and, man,
yeah.
Fight for your motherfucking self, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, you don't like it. Don't fake like you motherfucking like it when you get around the bitch that like it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? See how you oh, yeah, baby, that shit hard, I bought that, fuck. No. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it. Man, keep it 100 with yourself, man.
A lot of people like it, though. A lot of people genuinely like that. Shit.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I'm not saying it because I wouldn't be having a discussion, and these guys wouldn't have made this parody if these dudes weren't popular, if they weren't known, if people didn't know who it was. They got deals. They got
radio rotation. Hey, this is all I'm gonna say right here. This is what I know. It's different when you listen to the radio in your car and you actually listen to music.
Right.
A lot of people gonna listen to that shit on the radio.
Right. That's
why. But they not gonna motherfucking bump that shit in that whip.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
That's because we already know that it's true because all of these artists never go platinum. Soulja Boy went platinum, you feel me, because when he came out, he was catered to kids, and so kids loved him. And anytime you cater any kind of kid product, you feel me, you're gonna sell a lot of records because the kids are going to bug the mamas and dads and they're going to buy it. But now that he's got older and he started cussing a lot more in his songs and saying more explicit shit, his sales are dropping because his demographic has changed. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? That's
no
one, man.
Parent is buying Soulja Boy for their kid now with the shit, not with his new shit.
You know,
he's cussing a hell of a lot now. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even listen to radio in my car. So it's like, nigga.
Yeah, who listens to radio?
Hey, nigga, I'm like this at the end of the day.
FM radio. I listen to XM radio.
Exactly. You
right.
know what I'm saying? I'm like this at the end of the day. I listen to what nigga bumping their motherfucking car.
Right.
They run down the street and I hear that song. We get to the red light, they don't start that bitch over.
Right.
Nigga, I know that's who they fucking with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now. I hear a lot of goddamn Yo Got It.
Uh huh.
You know what I'm saying? Then I, you know what I'm saying? Before I hear a lot of Flocka.
Right.
You know, I ain't hating on the nigga or no shit like that, but I'm just saying.
Right.
You know, that nigga, that dropped mixed CDs and shit like that. You know, that shit just. It just kills me when I pull up. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I mean, what's happening?
Well, it is. It popular for a reason. I'm going to
go. I tell you this right now.
What?
I hear a lot of motherfucking goddamn Teflon Dunn and motherfucking Rick Ross, and I hear any motherfucking thing right now in the street.
Right. He makes great music.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how hard
in the paint.
Yeah, hard in the Frank Gucci right. motherfucking mixtape. Right. I still hear nigga everywhere I go. If I pull up at a gas, everywhere nigga, I'm telling nigga popping their doors open, man. Nigga bumping that motherfucking cell phone done.
Oh yeah, did I tell you about what it?
Oh yeah, I got all into it. What John got a grandson
yeah.
said
yeah.
and
yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know all that shit like that. But I'm telling you, that still is not denying the fact.
They don't deny the fact that Ross made great music.
Yeah, I'm still.
He
hey,
fucked up with the correction officer shit.
Yeah.
But Ross does make great music. You
and
he,
and that nigga still got motherfucking
yeah.
three or four motherfucking videos on the motherfucking countdown. So y'all
yeah.
nigga do the motherfucking math, man.
Right. All right, Key. What's going on, Key?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, all you know what I'm saying, to generalize, say all black people like that type of stuff, I'm not a fan of it, and my daughter would never even sit her mouth to ask me to purchase any of that bullshit, because I sit down and talk to her, and like, you hear what you rapping about? I make them sit down, I make her sit down and listen, and tell me, like, what are those words saying? And when she sit there and just say the words, she feels stupid. Cause she had a stupid look on her face. So, you know, it's about parenting, like you said. It's about the consumers driving that market. I would never buy that bullshit ever.
What's going on, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
Were you dancing in the club?
Really?
Were you dancing
in the club? I dance on some old stuff. Like I be dancing off
well,
the
stuff. Shut your ass off. She got a dope.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know I will. Hey, I
right.
will. But you know,
right.
it's not if I do. You know what I'm saying? It's just to dance. I would never purchase it. I'm not a fan of it. It's just to have some fun. But even when people say because you don't want to be thinking about this and that, I'm like, still, I still want to be able to think. I want my brain cells dying from listening to that dumbass music.
Right. I feel you. Well, I thank you. I appreciate you for calling in. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people, especially people who have teenage age kids, you feel me? And that's who drive a lot of the market for these particular artists, teenage kids, you know what I'm saying, in the South. I think that a lot of them are like, look, they just listen to it for the beat and it's okay. And then some of them, like with the like when Soulja Boy came out, they're like, look, at least he ain't talking about killing nobody or blah, blah, blah. It's all right. They like to dance. I mean, that's what was told to me. When Soulja Boy hit my son, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, and his brothers and sisters, they're a little bit older than him, but they still was kids. They love Soulja Boy, and it was
death.
Told to me that their mom
I mean,
was like, that she
okay.
liked Soulja Boy because she listened. She liked for them to hear Soulja Boy. She rather for them to listen to him than Jeezy and all that, because Jeezy been talking about dope and all this other motherfucking shit, and Soulja Boy talking about snapping and leaning and his little swag like he was talking
but
about that.
I also, my daughter listens to all genres of music. She listens to pop. She listens to alternative. I teach her to listen to all types of music and appreciate music as a whole, not just hip hop, not just R&B. She listens to everything.
Right, that's always
so I
good.
Try to expose her to all different types of music, so she don't feel like that's all there is Soulja Boys and Jeezy's and Gucci's and all that type of stuff.
Right. All right. Well, we got to get ready to sign off.
All right.
Well, folks, once again, shouts out to the homies. Be Your Own Boss Entertainment. The site that made me, inspired me to do this particular show, Shout Buzz Shouty, SHWTBUSSHWTY, Shout Buzz Shouty, Google it, check it out. It's hella funny, and it's kind of true. All right? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. You understand, it's K100 Internet Radio. We're here Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, Blizzard. I got my co-host, T-Reg, affiliated in the motherfucking building. Any motherfucking parting words, P, before we go?
Hey, look, I'm going to just say this real quick, man. I'm in the building. We about to be out. Hey, I got another friend of mine having a party at Pleasers, but I ain't even going to give her name. We're going to do it tomorrow because I'm going to let her call in and give y'all the motherfucking rundown. We out this thing. Shameless.
Right.
K100 hey. Radio, baby.
Appreciate it, DJ Outlaw. That's
yes,
what's up.
Sir.
We gone.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.